Unit 5, Section 2. Exercise C.
Lena. Lena's mother was an expert on plants, and she had already taught Lena how to identify many edible ones. They were examining a plant together one morning when Lena heard a loud noise and saw her mother fall to the ground. Lena was frightened, but she couldn't leave her. Suddenly, several men appeared and snatched Lena away from her mother. This sounds like a horrible kidnapping story, and it is. But Lena is not a human child. She is an orangutan, and her story is a common one in the forests of Borneo, one of only two remaining natural habitats of these gentle primates. A century ago, there were thought to be about 315,000 orangutans in Southeast Asia. Today, orangutans are an endangered species, with an estimated 45,000 to 70,000 remaining. Lena's natural habitat, the Indonesian rainforest, is being destroyed at a frightening speed, and over half of the rainforest has already been destroyed. A second problem is that orangutan meat is very popular, despite the fact that it is known to be illegal to kill these animals. Finally, there is a large market for young orangutans as pets. Smugglers sell the young apes to people who don't care that these animals are not meant to be pets. For every 6 orangutans captured, 5 die before they are sold. Fortunately, Lena was a survivor, but not before suffering great cruelty. She was sold to a vendor who tried to sell her in a street market, but the man was unlucky, and no one bought her. Days went by, and he gave Lena barely enough food and water for her to survive. Finally, she was too thin to be of any value to him, so he simply left her to die. The good news, however, is that there are several orangutan sanctuaries in Borneo. That same day, a young volunteer named Bhakti was in the village buying some supplies for his sanctuary. He saw Lena and took her back to the sanctuary. After a few days of taking care of her, it was clear she would live, and she was named Lena after a young Australian volunteer. Lena made friends with other orangutans at the sanctuary and gradually learnt social skills. The humans help the young apes learn other essential orangutan skills that they would have learnt from their mothers if they had not grown up in captivity. In the wild, young orangutans stay with their mothers for 8 years and learn from them how to identify which plants and fruits to eat, how to build nests, and how to use sticks as tools to open fruits. The staff at the sanctuaries are trained to interact with the orangutans so that they do not become dependent on humans. Orangutans are extremely intelligent and genetically very closely related to humans. They can learn to understand hundreds of words, and they can adopt certain human habits, which would obviously interfere with their ability to function in their natural state. After 3 years, Lena and several of her companions were ready to return to the forest. They had completed a long rehabilitation process to learn to be independent. On the day of their release, they were taken deep into the forest, far away from the sanctuary. When they were released, they looked at the humans for a few minutes, unsure of what to do. But then, one by one, they climbed into tall trees and began their new lives as wild orangutans. Lena would go on to have 4 babies and live happily into old age.
Unit 5, Section 3. Exercise A.
We can take a walk by the lake. I think the zoo has been closed for repairs.
No, wait! The gates are open, so it can't have been closed yet. Let's go in.
Actually, I'd rather not. I don't like zoos because wild animals shouldn't be kept in captivity. In fact, I think zoos ought to be banned.
Really? I disagree. A lot of good things can be done at zoos. For example, some species may have been saved from extinction because of zoo breeding programs.
Well, endangered species could be bred anyway and then released into their natural habitats.
But their natural habitat may have been destroyed. Where would they be released?
True. People shouldn't have been allowed to destroy those habitats. We need stronger laws to stop that from happening.
Unit 5, Section 4, Exercise A.
Hives. Paths. Pest. Expect. Width. Length. Watched. Absorbed. Urged. Swarmed. Warned. Involved. Tastes. Masks. Risks.
Unit 5, Section 4, Exercise B.
We were absorbed as we watched the men in safety masks approach the beehives. The bees swarmed the length of the paths to the hives as their instincts urged them to attack. We were warned of the risks involved in watching, but we wanted to find out what fresh honey tastes like.